840 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning on this Thursday. Well, the Stearman Fly-In, the 50th event. It's a big year for it, and we don't count last year. We don't care about last year. It's going on this year. That's what matters. And one of the things going on in conjunction with the Stearman Fly-In is a B-25 bomber, World War II B-25 bomber that's going to be in town. And joining us to talk more about it, Aaron Rapp. Aaron, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, so Aaron, you work here at the Galesburg Municipal Airport, and you're part with Jet Air in particular, or what?
That's right. Yep, I'm a flight instructor with Jet Air and provide flight training.
Yeah, we were just having an interesting conversation off the air about flying and my fear I've had of it, and the fact I've never ridden in a Stearman, but I've kind of gotten over the fear a little bit, and part of that it comes from fear of heights, which is really interesting that you as a pilot and a flight instructor, you actually have that fear of heights though too.
I absolutely do. Yeah, you get me on top of a tall building or a grain elevator leg, you know, my knees go weak, but in an airplane, I feel right at home, and an extension of myself.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because I was telling you off the air, that I got to the point that I always kind of enjoyed the view once we got up. I hated takeoff and landing, but I enjoyed the view once I got up. And now I've gotten to the point since my son was so excited, like, you know, this is kind of cool seeing the ground go away. Initially, when the ground was leaving, I didn't like that feeling
or
coming down. But all right, well, so of course the Stearman is a huge event. This is the 50th annual event, and it's going to be it's a wonderful.
It's going to be big.
Couple weeks with all the planes here. It's so cool to see them flying in formation or whatever the case may be, which you obviously have seen this in the past. But this is an even bigger one. We've got this B-25 bomber that's going to be coming in, World War II plane. So this is, you were telling me off there, this is actually based out of Oshkosh, is that right?
That's correct, yep. EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association, manages this aircraft. And you might know EAA as the organizer of the world's largest air show up out of Oshkosh.
Oh, okay, that's.
So they're bringing this B-25 Mitchell, the Berlin Express, down to Galesburg. And it's a piece of living history. It is beautifully restored. It's been in a museum since 1975.
Wow.
And this is the first inaugural tour since its restoration and coming out. And so we're honored to be on that initial tour and for them to choose Galesburg and to come on out and to share these rides and tours with the community.
Any idea as far as the restoration on how long they were working on this thing to get it back in the air?
So it initially was built in 1943, and it was used kind of more as executive transport through basically through the late 40s, and then it was sold to a private owner and then used for, from what I understand, some VIP traveling. It had a light incident that required a little bit of restoration, and then it was put on display full time in the EAA Oshkosh museum there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been working on it. I don't know how long it's been to get it flight ready. I know it's taking a bit of work to get those 14 cylinder engines back turning and ready to go. But it's up flying. It's going to be a really neat, large airplane to be flying around our area.
Yeah, that's the thing. Also, I think people don't realize how big these things are. So I was kind of reading some of the information on that. We could carry what, 1,200 pounds of bombs and fly at 300 miles an hour for how many? I can't remember how many miles ago. I was like, wow, that was pretty amazing technology for the time.
It's amazing. You know, this aircraft was made really famous in World War II in the Pacific Theater with the Doolittle Raid. And that was a scenario where they loaded 16 of these B-25 bombers on an aircraft carrier, sailed that carrier as close to Japan as they could, and released these bombers off the aircraft carrier. And you'll see when you come out to the Galesburg Airport and you see the size of this airplane, to imagine it coming off of an aircraft carrier in line with the next one is just absolutely mind-blowing.
That's kind of hard to fathom.
Yeah,
because as big as it is, and to be able to have the speed even with the extra push, that's crazy. I wouldn't want to have been the first one to give it a shot.
I don't know that I would be either.
I mean, it's not even bad enough watching the jets go off. It scares me. Could they drop a little bit coming off sometimes? But with that, I can't imagine. But the B-25. So when will the B-25 get to town?
The B-25 will be arriving around September 9th and will be made available September 10th, 11th, and 12th out at the Galesburg Airport for aircraft rides. And then after the rides conclude, which start at 10 a.m. and go through 1 p.m. after the rides conclude, weather permitting, then aircraft ground tours will begin and allows the opportunity to walk through the aircraft, get in the cockpit, and you know, touch and feel and be inside of it.
So there will be rides available, though. That's a really
cool
thing.
There are
going
to be rides available, yes.
Wow, yep. Yeah. That's pretty cool. What do you know what the cost will be on the rides?
So the rides, if you are an EAA member, the cost is $360.
Okay.
It's about a 25-minute flight. If you are a non-EAA member, it's $400. That includes the $40 EAA one-year membership.
Okay.
So, and then for ground tours, they will be $10 for an individual, $20 for a family, is free for children under the age of 18, and complimentary for all active military and veterans. And we have special pricing for groups such as Boy Scouts, churches, etc.
Right, right. Well, this is man, what a piece of living history, I guess. Really,
yeah, absolutely,
honestly, is what's coming. Yeah, B-25 bomber is going to be here. Aaron Rapp here with Jet Air and talking about the B-25 bomber that's going to be here during the Stearman fly-in, getting in. Well, at some point, about a week from today or so.
That's exactly
like
it.
Here.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but it's been this is an aircraft that's been on tour those throughout. So it's not. Not coming from Oshkosh? Is it coming from somewhere else?
It's coming from Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. And there's only about 40 of these aircraft remaining in airworthy condition. There was about 9,000, almost 10,000 that were built during World War II. Only about 40 remaining, and
wow.
We're just honored to be able to have this here in Galesburg.
Yeah. And obviously, some were lost in the war, but maintenance upkeep, or just to make this thing, make one of those airworthy, it's got to be somebody or a company that's got money to spend, obviously.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. EAA is a not-for-profit, and they oversee the maintenance of the aircraft and the handling, and they crew it and staff it. These engines are 14-cylinder engines. They take a lot of fuel. This aircraft holds 900-and-something gallons of fuel.
Wow.
You know, this is to help with that operating cost and to continue to make it available for education and to let this newer generation come and see this history.
Yep, a piece of history. Come see the B-25 bomber at the Galesburg Municipal Airport about a week from today and throughout as the Stearman fly-in is going on. There's going to be a lot of history out there on the tarmac and on the grass and on the runways.
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be a neat event.
Yeah. Wow, what a cool thing. So the B-25 is coming next week. Aaron Rapp joining us. Aaron, I want to talk a little bit about, a lot of people might not even know, you're a flight instructor there.
Yeah.
Talk about people that may be interested or maybe a child. Like, you know what, they've talked about wanting to fly or wanting to learn to fly. Talk about the process and classes and you know, considering getting them. Even if somebody's just considering it, what would be the process for them?
Absolutely. There is no wrong time to start flight training. I have students from the age of 14 all the way up through 70. It is a one-on-one process with a flight instructor. It involves both the flight training side and also the ground school side. So understanding the rules and regulations that we have to operate within in the National Airspace System. And then, of course, also how to control that airplane, how to take off and land. So
those are key.
That's key. So it can take anywhere from, you know, 6 to 9 months, depending on weather and schedule availability. The nice part is working one-on-one with an instructor is that we can work scheduling. It's not a classroom Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. It kind of go at your own pace is what we offer here at Jet Air.
So. Yeah, interesting. So what the process, if somebody decides, okay, I want to do it, I want to go ahead and do it, and is there an age where you can actually get licensed?
So 16 is where you can solo an airplane,
okay,
meaning fly it by yourself without the instructor. 17 is where you can earn the private pilot certificate and take the check ride.
Wow.
And then, you know, additional ratings have a couple of different ages depending on commercial or airline transport and those things. But, you know, roughly we see a lot of students coming around 16 if they're on the younger age.
Yeah, and that's the case. You know, that might be the launch pad to a launch pad. See what I did there? To a career that maybe they would be interested in becoming a commercial pilot or going into the military, whatever the case
Absolutely.
Would be, to kind of have a leg up.
Absolutely. No, and you know, part of our local EAA chapter here in Galesburg as well, we offer Young Eagle Flights, which is actually an opportunity for children to come and take a ride in a Cessna 172 or like aircraft and experience that magic of flight for the first time oftentimes. And so, you know, we're looking forward to scheduling additional events here, you know, in the near future. And, you know, we're excited with EAA and all this opportunities it's bringing to the community.
And, you know, and maybe taking the classes and getting up with flying time, that somebody that has a fear of flying, that might be something that helps you get over that, knowing that how you can be in control and you can fly.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one thing we offer, too, at Jet Air is we offer a introductory flight. And it's a full-on flight lesson. It's about 30 minutes of flight time, 30 minutes of ground school. It's an opportunity to meet an instructor and really take that next leap into, do I want to do flight training and pursue this? Because it's a big commitment, but it oftentimes gets that person in the door and on that path.
What time frame, if somebody does decide to enroll, the number of classes or the time on classes, the number of hours in the air before they finish up?
Yeah, so it's about 6 to 9 months. Everyone's a little different, and scheduling, and somebody has, you know, a job and kids, you know. Right. But 6 to 9 months roughly is what it can take.
Yeah, that's pretty seems relatively quick to me. I mean, for something that serious. And then, but once you start, and if you want to continue flying, then I assume there's continuing education. You have to recertify or that type of thing.
Every 2 years, you do what's called a flight review, and it's a flight with a flight instructor to make sure that the rules and regulations are still fresh and the skill is all there and you know, gives you another 2 years to keep flying. It's low stress. It's a lot of fun, really.
Absolutely. Aaron Rep with Jet Air joining us here this morning. The B-25 bomber is coming during the Stearman fly-in. And if you're interested and you got kids interested or you're interested, call them out there. Go get signed up and then take a flight and check it out. How long have you been doing it now, Aaron?
This is 4 years next week.
Okay. Yep. Anything beyond this? Have you thought about that? Are you interested in becoming a commercial pilot? Or are you like flying the small planes? Or
you know, I really like flying the small airplanes. I help out a lot on the family farm and enjoy teaching and seeing, you know, students grow and go from not being able to drive a car, but maybe taking off on their first flight.
That is pretty cool to think about that. Absolutely. So you're not one of those crazy crop dusters, are you?
My wife won't let me.
that's a whole other mentality, isn't it?
It is. It's different. That's for sure.
It's really cool to watch them. Like, wow, those guys are daredevils.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Well, the B-25 is coming to the Galesburg Municipal Airport about a week from today. It's just going to be really cool to see that fly in. And one of the things I want you to think about, if you see it flying or even when it's on the ground, like you said, think about a whole squadron of those flying over a city like Galesburg or whatever. That would just, it's almost dumbfounding to think about what that would be like and sound like, look like.
That roar of the engines is incredible, just even with one flying over. I wanted to point out, too, you know, with the flight, once the aircraft reaches a safe altitude, you can get up and move about the aircraft and go see the different positions within the B-25. On the nose of the airplane is a massive glass canopy where a gunner once sat, and you can see the landscape, the cornfields passing underneath you from that vantage point. There's nothing else like it.
I don't know if I could do that. Man, I don't know. looking at the picture, I'm like, that looks really cool, but oh, my goodness. You get to drop flower bombs on people?
No.
That probably wouldn't be a good idea. Not at all. The B-25 bomber is coming next week during the Stearman Flying. Well, this sounds like it's going to be a really, really cool event. And if somebody's interested in taking the flight, how will they go about that? Can they contact you guys or just come out to the airport? Or?
They can go on out to the airport, and registration will be on site. You could also go to eaa.org/25 and you can register online, but we'll have registration open and available at the airport, so come on out and it'll be hard to miss. There'll be a big airplane out there.
Absolutely. And how about as far as like with the classes, somebody's interested or want to take a flight to see if they're interested, bring the kids out to talk to somebody, how do they go about that?
They can come on out to the airport. You can go on to eaa.org and you can help register with that. The staff on site will be able to facilitate organizing the group discount and everything.
All right, absolutely. Well, Aaron, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking the time. Looking forward to seeing this this piece of history here in Galesburg.
Thank you.